typically, when a studio has a hit on its hands, they want to immediately get to making sequels. They want to make the money. But sometimes...
Studios want to make money?
It's true. I know, Glenn. You it breaks your heart. Oh, but, man. You know, it is the business of show. But sometimes there's many years between sequels, and that's what us here at the Awesome Village are going to discuss tonight. Hi, my name is Greg, and joining me is...
Ryan.
John.
Glenn.
So, Glenjamin, as this was your idea...
Yes.
Take us through what we're going to be doing today.
Okay, so... There's a pretty popular movie that's making all the money at the theaters right now, and we'll talk about it, but it's a sequel that was over three decades in the making. So I thought it would be a fun idea to look at sequels that took over a decade to make. We're going to go through, we're going to talk about which ones worked, which ones didn't work, in our opinion, which is the correct opinion, I believe.
You're right.
And then once we figure out the ones that worked, we're going to do a... is the correct term battle royale with cheese?
Yeah, battle royale with cheese. And we're going to basically a sequel that's at least 10 years older than the original. We're going to find out what's the best one.
Or not since the original one, since the previous entry.
Correct.
Yeah. So, yeah, we're going to find out which one works the best. So, are y'all ready to begin? Or
let's do it!
Okay, so.
What the fuck's with this guy?
He's inside. He's excited.
Okay. Greg's happy.
He's a happy man.
Yeah, Dimash.
Look at that smile.
He really wants to talk about sequels.
He likes sequels.
I do.
Oh, man. So, long time sequels. So we'll start with...
we're going to go youngest to oldest, oldest to youngest.
How do you want me to do it?
I don't know. You tell me.
Youngest to oldest.
Youngest to oldest?
Youngest to oldest.
All right. So the youngest one on our list is a sprightly 11 years old.
Sprightly.
11 years old from the original.
Well, no. All right, so we're going to talk about, and I refuse to call it the name on the poster, Scream 5.
No, that's called Scream.
It's Scream 5.
Okay.
And it came out 11 years after Scream 4.
So we have to decide, did it work or did it not work?
Did Scream 5 work as a sequel that took 11 years to make?
So it was 11 years from 4?
Yeah. Okay, Scream 4 came out, and then 11 years later, Scream 5 came out. So it was a while. So
I didn't think it was nearly as good as 4, and I thought it went almost as bad as 3.
It went to streaming pretty quickly.
Yeah.
It did well enough
for them to greenlight.
Yeah, they did. And I mean, look, I enjoyed it, and I never saw Scream 4. I didn't like 3. I did like 2, and of course, I love the original.
I really liked 4.
I liked 4 on the level of 2.
Okay.
I did not like 3, and I didn't really like 5 that much.
It's not that I didn't like this one. It's just, did we need it?
How much time was between, if you remember, between 3 and 4? Because there was probably a long time there as well.
Let's find
out. I don't think it was 10 years, though.
It very well might have been.
Let's find out. So, Scream. All right, so Scream 3 was 2000. And Scream 4 was 2011, so it's 11 years
as well.
It was
11 years, okay.
So,
but I guess the fourth one was such a disappointment, it took them 10 more years. Because they didn't go right to Scream 4 because the plan was a trilogy.
Right. But then the fourth one kind of spoofed reboots.
Yeah. Right.
Which I thought worked.
Yeah.
And that's what Scream 5 sort of pokes fun at reboots and requels. So again, like...
So was it just redoing Scream 4? Is the question.
John would know because I didn't see Scream 4.
I mean, the point of the movie, not whether it did it better or not, but was the point, like the I guess, target of the...
The original Scream cast is not the main part of this film. Are they the main characters in 4?
No. They're in it. They're in it, but they're not the main. They're about in it about as much as they are in 5.
All right, I'm going to say this did not work.
I don't think it worked.
I liked it, but I don't think it was necessary. So we're going to eliminate that.
Yeah.
It was a money grab.
Okay. So Scream 5 is a nay. So the next one at 12, we had 3 movies that took 12 years to come out. Did anyone see Bridget Jones's Baby?
I didn't even know that movie existed.
I know it existed, but I didn't see it.
All right, so
the second one was Olympic.
Nothing
shirt.
Can top you in that shirt, Ryan.
But that's, I put it on.
That
here.
Was the Bridget Jones Diary.
I know
the second one. Yeah,
no, I know you,
that was Edge of Reason.
Edge of Reason. Yeah.
Well, yeah, I know Ryan enjoyed the series, so that's why.
Greg's referring to me wearing like a Smedium shirt.
A Smedium.
It's like a
that
small.
That's the best
It was like a small medium that I was.
It was painted on your body.
It was pretty tight.
If you sneeze, it would have torn. Yeah. I imagine trying to get it off like Toby trying to get out of that symbiote. all right, so 12 years as well. We have Clerks 2.
That worked.
That worked very
well. I thought it worked very well.
That may have been the last time Kevin Smith did anything that worked.
You know, you may not be wrong.
And I love Kevin Smith.
So do I.
But that movie was a lot better than I thought it was going to be.
I did enjoy Tusk.
But that's not. Like, Clerks 2 like was surprisingly emotional.
Yeah.
And I don't know. They took those very two-dimensional characters and actually did stuff with them.
I think I like it better than the first.
I wouldn't say that.
I would.
But that statement alone, at least
it benefits from having a filmmaker who's evolved. Like, he knew his craft better at that point and was able to tell a story that, with those characters, thinking of them as, like, where he was at that point in his life. And I kind of – that's the one – like, after seeing the trailer, I am so worried about Clerks 3. But it's also, like, he's looking at those characters through that lens, and it's the one thing that gives me a little bit of hope.
I feel like in the thing that he's done since then that hasn't worked is everything that refers to the other movies is all trying to be inside jokes. And it doesn't need to be, because Clerks 2 wasn't all inside jokes. It was just funny.
It was a sequel to Clerks.
Yeah. First Clerks.
He gave us some useful tips, like you never go ass to mouth.
Right.
There you go.
All right, so that one makes the cut.
What year did that come out? Because I'm just curious, because the new one's coming out. And
let's find out.
I feel like 2007-ish, I'm guessing, off the top of my head.
Let's see. Clerks.
I had a very uncomfortable time watching that movie.
I remember that, yeah.
And, okay, Clerks 2 is 2006.
I'm so good. Yeah. I mean, I'm wrong, Clerks 3 is close.
Well, going over, though.
There you go. Okay. All right, what's next?
Also at 12 years is Live Free or Die Hard.
I didn't like that movie.
I didn't really care
for it. I actually did. It was the one after that. The Good Day to Die Hard was the one that I thought was
This was the first one that was
Justin
not rated.
This was the Justin Long, Timothy.
That was okay. Yeah, it was all right.
And then,
I take it back. And then
they came out with the unrated one, which was actually much better. It felt more like a Die Hard movie.
That wasn't the one that came out. This was the first one that was not rated R, which to me goes against everything about John McClane. He's a rated R son of a bitch.
You're right. And I agree with that, and that's why I like that one less. But then I found that fifth one was I didn't hate it. It wasn't as good as the others.
Like,
the fifth one was terrible. I was like, I hated that movie.
Yeah,
I mean,
Live Free or Die Hard. I had fun with it. I thought he had a fun fight. What was it, Maggie Q?
Yeah.
And Justin Long was funny. And but yeah, that fifth one with his was Jai Courtney that played his son.
Yep.
Yeah.
That was terrible.
It was so bad.
I mean, did you think we needed this? Did it actually?
Do you ever really need a movie?
Yeah, I think I do need movies.
I mean, I just wouldn't.
Why? You fucking hate movies.
I fucking hate movies. Well, I mean, would you push this through? Would you push Live Free or Die?
Well, the question is, does it work? I think that I wouldn't say it works as much as Clerks 2.
I'm going to vote. I'm not comparing it to anything.
And I will say, I might say that it works just because it works so much more than the one that came after it.
Well, here's a question. Are we comparing this to the film it preceded, or the original,
or the series?
I mean, even still, like, I don't feel like it did anything for the Die Hard story.
I mean, it's nowhere near as good as Die Hard with a Vengeance, which was what came before it.
I'm gonna vote no on this, but yeah, I'll vote.
I'd probably say no on it too. I mean, it's close. Yeah,
but I think I'd probably say
this is off of our topic, but as a fourth installment on a big series of action movies. What do you think, this or Lethal Weapon 4?
Oh, definitely Lethal Weapon 4. Yeah. But look, I'll say this just so we can spare any controversy later. In baseball, a tie goes to the runner.
Right.
So if there's a tie, the movie goes through.
Okay. It's close to me. So
we got two no's, and Glenn, what are you voting? Yes? Glenn's voting yes? Glenn?
A minor yes. Lowercase y.
So it's up to Greg.
Let's let it through. Yes.
Okay.
All right, what's next?
All right, so now we go to 13 years. We've got two films. So I guess let's start with the animated one. We have Finding Dory.
I actually never saw it, but I've heard nothing but good
things. I didn't see it either.
It's very good.
It's sweet.
Definitely not as good as Nemo.
But it's almost different. Like, Finding Dory, it's almost like, I don't know, it's almost about, I'm trying to even, how to put this, like, mentally challenged kids kind of thing. Like, because Dory's got that condition. Yeah. And the way the parents, which are Eugene Levy and Catherine O'Hara.
That's true.
The way that they raise Dory and everything.
Sweet. I would definitely push this through.
Okay.
Yeah, so would I.
Now, again, just so our listeners know, just because we're pushing these ones through does not mean they'll make it to the Battle Royale.
Right.
They still got another Hulu hoop to jump over.
Hula hoop.
Yeah.
A hula hoop.
All right, so wait till we talk about this one. 13 years in the making. Crocodile Dundee went to Los Angeles.
Nope.
If they would have let Matthew Barry do what he wanted to with the script.
It has failed that city.
we went and saw this at the theater.
You, me, and Pacinica. And man, oh man,
were we excited to go see this.
Let me tell you how much I fucking love Crocodile Dundee and Crocodile Dundee 2. I fucking love those movies.
I think the second one was better than the original.
I completely agree. Yeah.
The other night it was on TV and I forget what Sandra was. We were about to do something and I'm like, we can't do it for another 5 minutes. I have to see the guys in the subway relay the message.
She's not going to marry Richard.
Why not? I don't know.
All right, so obviously this is not going
to. But yeah, this is Crocodile Dundee in Los Angeles where he had the fold up knife and he killed a robot snake at Universal Studios.
Fucking misstep.
This is terrible.
gross misstep.
We just pissed Greg off for the night.
Because you know what, damn it. Oh, God. Like, it's one of those. Okay.
Let's go.
I think he's more angry about this than The Last Jedi.
I think you might be right.
Jesus.
This movie is for washing your back.
I know you didn't like it, but I didn't know you hated it like this, man.
Oh, it's fucking awful.
So.
And I will never have another good quality Crocodile Dundee.
No, we won't.
So, I mean, Paul Hogan's still with us. We never say
he is, but like you should look up stories on him now.
Oh, well.
Okay.
All right, so now we'll go to 14 years. We got two movies that took 14 years. So I guess we got an animated and a live action. We did animated first last time, so we'll do that one second. So Jurassic World, 14 years after Jurassic Park 3.
Well, that's definitely better than Jurassic Park 3.
Yeah.
I really like Jurassic World.
I love Jurassic World.
No, unfortunately, that trilogy went into the toilet from that film on.
I think it kind of follows a similar trajectory as the first.
I guess, like, but trilogy. Not as steep a decline. No. It definitely works. Like, they did a great job, like, setting up that whole new world.
Don't you dare close your eyes.
Jesus. But it was great. I really liked that movie a lot. A lot more than I thought it was going to be.
Yeah, and Chris Pratt and Bryce Dallas. That's one thing that I thought all three of them kept was their chemistry.
Yeah.
They were really good together.
All right, what's the other one?
The Incredibles 2.
Oh, yeah. Definitely.
That's one that, I don't know, I couldn't find a thing wrong with that movie.
That was a fantastic film.
And Bob Odenkirk was in it.
Yep. That's right.
Okay, so I guess no more needs to be said.
All right.
So 15 years. Snake Plissken returns and Escape from L.A.
Yeah. I really hate to say this, but that movie's terrible.
Yeah, it's not a good movie.
But have you seen it recently?
Yeah, it's just as bad as I remember.
But it's almost like he went more like comedy.
Yeah, which was a huge mistake.
Which was weird. Because Escape from New York was like a borderline horror movie.
But the funny thing about Escape from New York...
And then the second one was just like, it was funny.
I feel like, and he'll never get a chance to do it again, but I feel like Escape from New York, like Glenn and I, when we watch it, we laugh at a lot of the shit because it's sort of funny.
Well, because the president is hilarious. And
you're the king of New York. You're a number one.
You are a number one.
But that's like, yeah, he dove too far into the humor with the sequel and it got silly. The effects are horrible now. They don't hold up at all.
Right. But, I mean, it's like a B-movie, which...
But that's what's crazy. Yeah. The effects hold up better in Escape from New York.
They do. I agree. This one does not go through. But I said it's just a very weird sequel to watch because it went from a horror movie where he tried to make a straight-up, like, spoof almost.
Yeah. I mean, all you got to do is look at the Plissken's little test that he has to go through in New York.
Yeah.
It was like a fight for his life in the second when he plays basketball.
That's right. And Steve Buscemi plays with Map to the Stars Eddie.
Yeah.
All right, so that one's a no. So we got two movies. This one's 16 years.
All right.
So I guess let's start with The Godfather Part 3.
I like The Godfather Part 3. It's not as good as the first two movies, but it's... And especially, I mean, do we want to consider Coda?
No, because I think that one
that
was...
That's a different movie that came out later.
With a different title.
Man, this one's hard.
Was it nominated for Best Picture?
It was.
It's standalone. It is a very good movie. It's just when you compare it to probably two of the top five best movies ever made.
I would say it should go through. I don't know if it's going to make our battle royal.
Yeah.
But it.
I would vote to put it through.
It's not a bad movie, but like John says, you can't title a film The Godfather anything without drawing comparisons to, like he's saying, the two best movies ever
made.
Which
is why I think Francis Ford Coppola wanted to not call it part three, but in the end, he did.
I mean.
And so, which means that you need to compare it to one and two.
It just has a different feel. And because it took so long to make, I think that's why. I'm almost wanting to talk myself out of putting it through because it's like the gap, yeah. I think is really what did this film in. Had they did it 2 or 3 years after part two, it might have been a little bit better.
But I mean, all the characters needed to be older.
But then I'm wondering, like, you know, did he have this story in mind from the beginning, or did he just come up with it like many years later? I don't know. It's not a bad movie, so I'll say we can put it through at least through one more round.
I'll go with that.
All right, what's next?
All right. Rocky Balboa, 16 years after Rocky V. Definitely.
This one goes through.
I think this one definitely goes through.
You're trying to tell me you think this movie improved on Rocky V?
Ice is stupid, Ryan.
It kept one two-syllable word from Rocky V. Other than that, everything in Rocky V is forgotten, and that is home team. It's the only thing that it's kept. I mean, just because I think Sylvester Stallone knew that Rocky V was a lump of shit, and that's why this one is not called Rocky VI. And...
My only complaint is I got to watch that speech that he gave that I've seen so many times now. I'm tired of seeing it.
You know, you used to fit right here.
What's wrong with you standing up saying, I am?
I still say the best thing about Rocky V is the song, the Elton John song. It's the Measure of a Man song at the end. That's the best part of the movie. And it's
from the day we punched on a planet.
That's not how
that's
that song
not
goes.
The song. All right.
You mean you didn't like it when Rocky's like, you knock him down, won't you try knocking me down?
Sue me for what? Oh, sorry.
All right.
Eric from Entourage was a bully.
What we got?
All right, so now we go to 17 years. Bad Boys for Life. I loved this movie.
I really enjoyed it.
And I did not like
it. I hated Bad Boys too.
Hated Bad Boys 2.
I
loved
Bad Boys 2 as well.
The original Bad Boys.
Have you seen Bad Boys for Life?
I have not seen Bad Boys.
It's very good.
It's good.
Glenn and I watched it together, and we were both just like, wow, this is really good.
I liked the first one.
You Owen Wilson'd?
Yeah.
I liked the first one. I hated the second one, and I really enjoyed this one.
I'll never forget when I watched Bad Boys 2. I was not enjoying it, and then I thought the movie was about to end. But it went like another 30-something minutes with an invasion of Cuba.
And I'm sure I was with y'all.
So at least some of y'all. It's like we saw it like a midnight show in the movie theater. And it was like 3 o'clock when we got out of there.
Because they used the Humvee and they destroyed half of Cuba.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm fine putting that in.
I would put that through.
I don't know if it's going to make it to the Battle Royal, but it's going to go through.
All right, so now it took 18 years for the Blues Brothers 2000.
Oh, that was a piece of shit.
Yeah.
I wanted to love that movie.
Who didn't want to love this movie? But there's certain movies, like, you can't recreate the Blues, but, like, you can't recreate Animal House. Like, those movies from the 70s that were just...
Well, especially
In both of those movies, John Belushi's not around anymore.
Yeah, right? It's
and
like...
And I guess if you were going to do it, John Goodman was a good stand-in, but it just... Oh, something didn't work.
There's something
and
about,
I liked Joe Morton kind of his character.
Oh, I did like Joe Morton.
Yeah.
Who's very underrated, I think.
He is. But, like, then, I don't know, it got very mystical with Erykah Badu and Voodoo, and it didn't work.
No.
Okay. The music was... I will say, the music was good. And you could tell they really liked blues.
It didn't work.
It didn't work.
What's next?
All right, so now
How many more we got?
Well, we're in 20 years right now. We've got we got 3 movies that took 20 years.
All right, let's do it.
Rambo.
All right, so look.
I like that one.
I liked it a lot, too, especially compared to Rambo 3, because that was terrible.
Burma's a war zone.
And if anything, I love the fact that this is one of the most violent movies I had seen in a long time.
He draws a bow and arrow an inch from that dude's face and gives that whole speech. So I think I'd put Rambo through.
Yeah, I would too.
I would definitely.
I love just the over the top violence.
Yeah,
like when he shoots that one dude with the bow and arrow and he shoots him like right through the face and
when
guy
shoots the top of that dude's head off.
But then the body falls on top of the mine and explodes.
No, I was thinking that the 50 gun on the back,
the 50 cal. Like
when he turns around and shoots the driver who just turns to hamburger meat.
He turns to hamburger helper.
And he does that Sylvester Stallone yell, but it's extended for like 30 seconds because that's how long you shoot the thing.
Yeah. Do you ever see those memes where people take the weapons out?
Yes.
And it's that, and it just looks like he's giving two thumbs up.
Yeah.
but he's doing the Sylvester Stallone yell.
All right.
So now the next two. This will be fun to talk about.
All right. 20 years.
20 years. Dumb and Dumber 2.
Man.
Again, no. I wanted so much to like this movie.
If anyone knows me, they know how much I love Dumb and Dumber.
I know you.
And my God, this was just. I just sat there like not laughing. It wasn't funny. Like I laughed from the very beginning of Dumb and Dumber to the end of that movie.
Yeah.
It was not. It didn't work. I don't know.
There was like one or two like funny jokes in it, maybe, but it just was not good.
And talking about things not good, also 20 years to the day, Independence Day resurgence.
Ugh. All right, before we start talking about this. I have a feeling Glenn may go a full Greg Crocodile Dundee because I know Glenn hated this movie.
I hate this fucking movie.
I didn't see it because you told me about it.
It had like so much promise. Like there were elements of it that they pulled from that I actually kind of liked.
Yeah, with like the alternate history.
And I liked how they talked about different parts of the alien invasion you never saw.
Right.
And I liked how they drew from the alien technology. But other than that,
Jeff Goldblum is playing Jeff Goldblum.
And
he's the Hemsworth kid.
Is the leaser of the lesser of the Hemsworth?
The leaser,
the leaser,
the last.
And
the
last. They ruined
the last.
You know, you talk about like Hemsworth. You know, does it carry over and enhance the original? It ruined Bill Pullman's character.
It ruined Brent Spiner's character.
Yeah, because he shouldn't have been alive.
Yeah, he was alive.
He was alive. Yeah. He was in a coma the entire 20 years.
He didn't die. Yeah.
Yeah, they had him alive.
It's so bad.
Yeah, okay. He woke up when the aliens came back.
Wow.
And there was like this ongoing joke where he was walking around in a hospital gown and his ass was everywhere.
Yes. And like they made Bill Pullman like a rambling lunatic because he kept saying the aliens are going to come back. The aliens
and he's got like a crazy long beard.
They
turned him into Randy Quaid, basically.
Yeah. Yeah. Kind of. And then the whole fiasco with Will Smith's character was just. It loomed.
He died in an airplane.
Yeah. It loomed over the whole movie, the fact that it wasn't.
This movie was awful.
Should have never been made when Will Smith said he wasn't going to do it.
And you're right. I haven't gone back and watched the original one.
But the kid that played his son or whatever went on to become A-Train.
That's right.
Yeah, yeah.
Well,
okay, so...
So he recovered.
Yeah, he's good. Everyone else is shit. Oh, Jeff Goldblum's okay.
Jeff Goldblum's
always
fun.
He's always good. So we go 3 years now to 23 years to Wall Street. Money Never Sleeps.
It was okay.
It was okay.
I didn't think it really did much. I was actually kind of disappointed. I thought I was expecting more.
I mean, it was clever for an idea because it was the 2008 kind of stock market.
I enjoyed the movie, but yeah, I mean, it didn't.
I'm not pushing it through.
It's not very memorable.
No, not at all.
Shia LaBeouf rode a motorcycle. Michael Douglas, he was cool. But,
Boof.
I'm not pushing it through.
All right. So 25 years at The Color of Money.
The Color of Money.
Yeah, Tom Cruise.
Oh, yeah, that's the sequel to The Hustler.
To The Hustler with Paul Newman.
Oh, I never saw either of those films.
I liked The Color of Money quite a bit.
I did, too.
But
I didn't see either one, so I mean, if y'all are both saying yes,
we're
abstaining. I really like The Color of Money. It's just...
Did you see The Hustler?
It's Sabrine.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, and I mean, it's just, it's this character, old. You know, he's the same character, it's just years later, and he picks up a...
So we had a guy that we worked with at Blockbuster, Ben, who was obsessed with it.
The Color of Money?
Well, yeah, like in The Hustler. Like, he rented them and was like, we need to watch it, and he would play them when we would close. So.
Good old Ben.
Okay.
So, all right, so now we got 28 years later, Tron Legacy.
I really like Tron Legacy.
I know we're going against what a lot of people, but I love that movie.
I really like Tron
It's a really
Tron
good
Legacy.
Movie.
All right, and is that it?
Oh, no, so we're putting Tron Legacy through.
Oh, yeah.
We all
yeah.
like it.
Yeah.
All right. So now we
Short discussion.
Yeah.
End of story.
29 years. Bill and Ted Face the Music.
I kind of liked it.
I liked it a lot.
So did I.
I thought that it was one of the rare, like, it kind of paid tribute to the two that came before it, the characters, and made sense where they were at.
I mean, I could maybe say that I liked it more than Bogus Journey.
They're about on even keel.
And I mean, just by saying that they're on even keel, I feel like it should go through.
Yeah.
And I don't know. I got a little emotional at the end, which was weird for a Bill and Ted movie. Okay, so now we'll go to 30 years. So 30 years, we got Mad Max Fury Road.
Oh.
Definitely putting
definitely
that through.
Yeah.
What an amazing motion picture. And that was after...
I mean, I don't remember a whole lot about the Thunderdome, but I saw the first two, and I think Mad Max Fury Road is the best of all the ones I've seen.
Yeah, I agree.
Beyond the Thunderdome, wasn't Tina Turner in the
show? She was.
So, after that, I guess we'll go to... All right, so I put 32 years with an asterisk, so I need to ask your opinion on this. So, we've got Ghostbusters Afterlife.
Ooh.
Mm-hmm.
It's 32 years after Ghostbusters 2.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't include the Paul Feig reboot because this is technically a sequel to Ghostbusters 2.
They said that one wasn't a sequel, right?
Well, that one was supposed to be a reboot, but it does exist.
But it does. So. They specifically said it didn't take place in the Ghostbusters universe.
Well, of course, because all the actors play different parts.
So I definitely think Ghostbusters Afterlife is the only real sequel to Ghostbusters 2.
Okay, yeah. So then it's 32 years, Ghostbusters Afterlife.
And absolutely, that should go through.
I would compare it to, like, the Jaden Smith Karate Kid movie, where it's not in the same, like, universe as the next Karate Kid.
Are you sure? Because Cobra Kai may bring him in.
If they do, then that changes things entirely, but...
I don't want to talk about it.
Are they more likely to bring in Hilary Swank or Jaden Smith?
Hey, Hilary Swank. Hilary
Swank.
Yeah.
Because she knew Mr. Miyagi.
And as far as Ghostbusters Afterlife, I still say fuck that movie.
In a good way, though.
In a very good way.
What a phenomenal film.
Okay. So now we're going up to 33 years.
How many more we got left?
72.
1, 2, 3, 4.
Okay, damn.
So three more after this one. 33 years, Coming to America.
Didn't see it.
I was not a fan.
It was okay,
I didn't think it worked.
I didn't feel like it did much for the, like, it didn't add anything.
No.
It was okay.
There were some jokes that worked in it, but for the most part,
I enjoyed the film. I didn't think it was awful, but it was very forgettable. Like, what came out, like, what, 2 years ago? I don't remember much about it already. It's not very rewatchable, like the original.
No.
I can't put it through.
No, I can't put
I
it.
Couldn't either.
All right. 35 years, we got Blade Runner 2049, which
I love that
adored
movie.
I adored that movie.
Yeah, it's a good movie.
Yeah.
Put that through.
All right, so now our final two. We got 36 years, as I mentioned earlier, Top Gun Maverick.
Definitely. Yeah.
And, it's making all the money at the box office. And our last one, it took a whopping 39 years for Dr. Sleep to continue the story.
Did not
of
see
The
it.
Shining.
It is way better than I thought it was going to be.
Yes. It was excellent.
It was excellent. So we got a bunch of movies to narrow down.
All right, so we got to get down to 6. How many we got total, right, that have made it through? These are the amount of films that have worked.
17.
17.
All right, so we got to knock off a bunch. So,
let's go to the danger zone now, guys.
All right, so we're trying to get this narrowed down, and we're going to do like a battle royale with cheese, as we said, with 5 movies. So because there's 17 here, one of them is Top Gun Maverick, which that's the whole reason we're doing this. So we're automatically going to put Top Gun Maverick through to the battle royale with cheese.
It gets the bye week.
And then the other 16, we're going to put in a little bracket thing and get down to the top 4 to put up against Top Gun Maverick.
So, all right.
So we've got 5 going on the battle royale with cheese.
Exactly. All right. So the first little matchup we got here is Clerks 2 versus Live Free or Die Hard.
Clerks
and I think
2.
That's
it's,
easy.
It's Clerks 2.
I completely concur with that.
All right.
That one's
all right.
Sweet.
You concur.
And this was all at random, this little mashup here. So,
Rambo or The Color of Money?
Rambo.
Rambo.
As much as I like The Color of Money,
yeah,
no one gets turned into hamburger.
Right. Rocky Balboa or Bad Boys for Life?
Rocky Balboa.
Rocky Balboa.
Uh-oh.
I don't know.
I know.
It's close.
You guys, two
it's
of y'all.
It's close, but I'm going to go Rocky Balboa.
Oh, okay.
All right, I'll say
but it's very close.
I'll
though.
Say Bad Boys so it doesn't get swept, but I'm fine with
all right.
Balboa.
Okay. Dr. Sleep versus Blade Runner 2049.
Oh, you son of a bitch.
I gotta go Dr. Sleep. And I did love both of these movies, but I gotta go Dr. Sleep.
I have to go Blade Runner
because I didn't see Dr. Sleep. But
I'm going Dr. Sleep.
I think I gotta go Blade Runner.
So it's a tie. They both move on.
I like the way you said that.
So Finding Dory or Jurassic World?
Jurassic World.
I think I gotta go
with Jurassic World.
Yeah. I liked Finding Dory, but
I did too, yeah.
Jurassic World.
All right. Tron Legacy or Bill and Ted Face the Music?
Tron.
Tron.
Yeah, I got to go with Tron.
Yeah. This one, it's closer than it probably should be, but I'll go Tron.
All right. The Incredibles 2 or The Godfather 3?
The Incredibles.
Incredibles 2.
Yeah. All right. And then we got Mad Max Fury Road versus Ghostbusters Afterlife.
Oh, yikes. Fuck.
You.
I'm
going to go with Mad Max.
I'm going to go Ghostbusters.
I think I'm going to go Mad Max.
I'm going to go Ghostbusters.
I guess it's a tie.
I'm turning around. Bringing us back to Germany.
That's Indiana Jones.
All right. Clerks 2 versus Jurassic World.
What a matchup.
I think I'm going to go Clerks.
I'm going Clerks.
I'm going Clerks as well.
I guess it doesn't matter what I say. Fuck.
It never does.
Oh, I can't really. I was thinking.
He was thinking.
I think I would probably go with Jurassic World, but it doesn't matter.
All right, moving on.
All right, Incredibles 2 versus Rocky Balboa.
Incredibles 2.
I think I'm going Incredibles.
Rocky Balboa.
I'm going to go Incredibles as well.
So those two are in, right?
Yeah.
All right. So we got
Rambo versus Tron Legacy.
Rambo versus Tron Legacy. I'm going to go with Tron. I'm only going with Tron because I feel like it wraps up the story better than Rambo.
Well,
because
there was another one after Rambo.
Yeah, but you definitely didn't need that
one. Notice we're not talking about The Last Blood. He's in a cowboy hat.
That one was all right, I guess. I don't know.
Doesn't he? He turns him into Kevin McAllister.
Yeah. All right, I'm going Tron. Greg said
Rambo.
I think I'm going to do Tron.
I'll do Tron.
All right.
Mostly for that music.
All right, so we got one more spot.
And there's a fatal four-way here.
Okay, cool.
Mad Max Fury Road,
mm-hmm.
Ghostbusters Afterlife,
mm-hmm.
Blade Runner 2049, Dr. Sleep.
This could be the whole.
It could.
The whole line.
Say them one more time.
Mad Max Fury Road, Ghostbusters Afterlife, Blade Runner 2049, or Dr. Sleep?
I'm voting Mad Max.
I think I'm voting Blade Runner.
I'm voting Ghostbusters.
So whatever you do, don't pick the one that.
I think I'm going Ghostbusters as well.
Oh, I think y'all are wrong, but all right. So Ghostbusters.
All right,
let's battle royal or cheese this thing.
Okay. So the four that are going to go up against Maverick are Clerks 2, The Incredibles 2, Tron Legacy, and Ghostbusters Afterlife.
So five films.
Five films.
Sequels that are more than 10 years from the previous film. And we're going to tell you which one was the best.
All right, so we've got Clerks 2, which is 12 years. We've got Incredibles 2, which is 14 years. We've got Tron Legacy,
yeah.
Which is 28 years.
And I feel like I really didn't like the random way that we had these because I think in that last Fatal 4-Way, I'd pick three of those movies probably, maybe even all four of them over Tron Legacy.
Do you want to switch? I mean, this is our thing. Do you want to switch Tron Legacy out with one of those?
The only one I would want to replace Tron Legacy with would probably be Mad Max.
That was nominated for Best Picture.
That's just, I mean, if you're asking me
so
which
are we
one
agreeing? Ghostbusters is through because it won that thing. So,
it won.
So Mad Max, Blade Runner, Dr. Sleep, and Tron Legacy.
Honestly,
I would say Dr. Sleep.
I would put any of those above Tron, and I really like Tron.
Greg, are you going to say anything or just sit over there?
Option B.
Fuck it then. Let him not, don't talk then. The rest of the podcast.
All right, I won't.
I'm here. No.
You would say, Ryan, you would say what over?
I would say
Mad
Max.
I would say Dr. Sleep.
It's funny because I was thinking Blade Runner.
Well, I'll be goddamn.
If
we can't decide, then fuck it. Tron just stays.
Then, Greg, you have to pick one.
He's not talking. Right?
I'm thinking, bitch.
Think me up a donut with some sprinkles.
That's a great line.
No, let's go with for all the reasons that Glenn was saying in terms of it being nominated for Best Picture. Let's go with Mad Max.
So we're bumping Tron Legacy from Mad Max.
Yeah, Tom Hardy just took out the dude.
Yeah.
Shiny and chrome.
I like this decision.
All right, so now we got six categories to decide the best. Now that we got our five films.
Yeah, five categories.
Five categories.
Okay, five.
So
five and five.
Whether the first category is whether it's as good or if not better than the original.
All right.
The second one is its independence from the original. Like, do you have to have seen the first one to even understand what you're watching? The nostalgia thing. You know,
how sometimes much nostalgia works. Sometimes nostalgia
doesn't exactly. Whether it honors the characters in the original movie, and whether it ends the story.
Okay.
All right.
I like this.
Okay, so what's our first category?
Is it as good or better than the original?
Hmm. Okay, so start at the top.
If
so,
are we all just going to put in a vote?
Yeah, we vote which one we like. I'm right. going to vote.
So our movies are
Top Gun Maverick, Clerks 2, The Incredibles 2, Mad Max Fury Road, and Ghostbusters Afterlife.
So this is the one that is as good or better than the original.
The original or the one, or it preceded?
However you want to view it.
Because if I'm comparing Ghostbusters Afterlife to Ghostbusters 2, it's one of the best movies ever made. But I'm actually going to pick Mad Max.
I was right with you.
Just because like Top Gun, the original Top Gun is a great movie. So I feel like Mad Max, though, is way superior to the other Mad Max films. Fury Road,
In the, especially like the scope and with the car chases.
Yeah.
I'm going to go with Clerks 2.
I am also going to go with Clerks 2.
Yeah. I wouldn't necessarily disagree with you.
Yeah.
All right. What's next?
All right. So independence from the original.
So you don't need to see the original to appreciate. I feel like Clerks 2,
you do need to see
the original. Yeah. I would say Mad Max.
Mad Max or Top Gun Maverick?
I'm going to say Top Gun.
Yeah. Maverick does a good job of telling you the whole story. It does,
but I mean, there's other, like, you're watching the original would enhance that, whereas I find Mad Max,
you don't need anything.
You really don't need
anything.
I'm going to go with Mad Max as well.
I think y'all might have convinced me. I'm close with Top Gun.
I'm going to say Top Gun. But we got.
I think I'm going to do Mad Max.
All right. What's the third category?
Nostalgia. I feel like for that one, I got to go Ghostbusters.
I'm thinking Ghostbusters Afterlife.
There wasn't enough of it.
I think the way it was used for
compared to the other movies, though.
To me, the nostalgia of Top Gun.
Oh, with Iceman.
Like there was nostalgia, periods like strategically placed through the whole film from the opening credits, like all through the film. Whereas Ghostbusters, you got to kind of wait till the end to really get the nostalgia part.
Because they talk about
there's little things Egon like
the YouTube video where it's kind of sprinkled in a little, and then you get the big tidal wave at the end.
I'm gonna vote Top Gun.
I think I'm going to go Ghostbusters.
I'm
going Ghostbusters. All right. Honors the characters from the original.
Now, this is where I'm going Top Gun.
I'm going Top Gun with this one as well.
Ooh. I'm going to go Incredibles 2.
That's a good one as well.
It's either Top Gun or Ghostbusters for me.
Honors the characters. I mean, Incredibles 2, I mean, it's just the same characters are just in it again, whereas Top Gun actually honors characters in the original movie that were not in the second movie.
I get what you're saying with Incredibles.
It expands on the characters that were from.
And you get to learn a little bit more about like their motivations and the stuff with the Elastigirl.
Yeah, like she's a bigger part of it, and
With the kids. No, I get what you're saying.
I'm going with Incredibles.
Okay.
Who hadn't voted yet?
Greg hadn't voted yet.
I think I'm on Top Gun. Although I'm close, I like your point about Incredibles, but I'm gonna go with Top Gun.
Let me go with Top Gun then.
All right. So what's the last one?
The last one is ends the story.
So
Clerks is out because there's another one.
But see that I was going to say Clerks because I feel like that really did end the story.
I like the way how it faded to black and white like the first one did.
I'm voting Clerks too.
With the milk lady.
I don't give a shit if they're making a third one. Clerks 2 is how it should have ended. It was a perfect ending.
I'm thinking more Incredibles.
I have a feeling. Well, I mean, it did end pretty well, but
yeah,
I could see more of a sequel being. presented.
I think if they did an Incredibles 3, it wouldn't be the story of them trying to fit in.
You're right.
It would be like the next chapter.
You're not wrong with that. But I'm going to stick with Clerks.
I'm going Clerks.
I'm going Clerks.
I'm going Incredibles.
Wrong spot.
Oh, shit. Yeah, you're right.
And
Greg?
It's either Top Gun or Clerks for me.
Which is it?
That's what I'm trying to think through, just thinking out loud. I'm busting an Ed Sheeran. You guys have convinced me. Clerks, too.
Okay. All right.
Tally them up. What's the best?
So we got...
Oh, this is bullshit. I already see where this is going.
So, last place is Incredibles with 2 votes. Second last place is Ghostbusters Afterlife with 3 votes. And Top Gun, Clerks 2, and Mad Max Fury Road all have 5.
Okay, so what do we do a fifth category and just use those 3?
For what?
Well, we've got to come up with a winner. We can't have 3.
Mad Max Fury Road, Clerks 2, Top Gun Maverick. If you're going to ask
me... Which one had the most curse words in it? Clerks 2.
I mean... If you're asking me to just pick one, which sequel... To me, I would pick Mad Max. Just because Top Gun, I felt, was a great singular film. Top Gun Maverick just expanded upon it, whereas like... I liked the original Mad Max films, but they weren't great to me. Mad Max Fury Road was great.
But I think in the opposite of that, you just described reasons why the other two choices are even better because they're sequels. Right. They're telling a completed story.
Well, and I mean,
they're expanding, but also completing.
Yeah, I understand that. But Mad Max Fury Road actually does expand the story of the originals. It just does it to the point where
It's in the same world.
Right. And I mean, he is the same character, just
different actor.
Right. I don't know. It's an interesting conundrum with these 3 films.
Because they're different.
Pick one, Greg. Someone tells you right now you could watch one of these 3 films. What you pick?
Honestly, like for the joy factor, I'd probably go with Clerks. I can whenever that comes on, I can watch it. Not that I'm not going to be able to do that when I have Top Gun. But, like, if I just want to enjoy a film and feel happy and good at the end of it, I'm going to go with Clerks out of all those. All
right, so this is almost Top Gun and Mad Max are kind of made, like, they're theatrical. And Clerks 2, if that's just on IFC on TV, it's got the same effect it did when you first saw it. But, oh, this one's tough.
Yeah, I mean, that's a good point, Glenn, because the other two, like, yeah.
They're spectacles.
They're spectacles that are enhanced by...
Well, I didn't see Mad Max in the theaters, and I still, you know, got a pretty big... I thought I was impressed with it. That's the other thing about Mad Max. I appreciated, like, the stunt effects more, watching it over and over again.
Practical effects.
Yeah, because it wasn't all, like, computers. It was a lot of actual practical stunts and stuff they did.
Well, then all this stuff would... I mean, it's a Mad Max movie, but... Charlize Theron's so awesome in that movie.
She's got her own movie coming out
yeah.
from it. Furiosa.
A spinoff.
So,
it's a spinoff of a sequel.
I mean, do we want to just leave it that these 3 are our top 3? They share the title? They stand together?
Yeah, I mean, I'm okay with that. I mean, Top Gun was the reason we did this. And then the two that kind of stand with it are Clerks 2 and Mad Max.
Yeah, let's leave it like this because I have a feeling we'll think a little less of Clerks 2 in a few months. I hope I'm wrong.
I'll just pretend it didn't happen if it's really
That's
bad.
True. Yeah, we could always
it's
do
It's hard to do, though. Ask Zoolander 2 about that.
Yeah. But, I mean, like, I don't like Dumb and Dumber less.
That's true, too.
I don't like Bad Santa less because of that shitty one that came out.
I don't like Force Awakens less because of the other two.
You know, that's not... I mean, a lot of people feel that way.
I think it depends on the movie because it's like... Independence Day, I haven't been able to watch it since that second one came. But, I mean, they did stuff with the characters that jacked up the original one.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
I like leaving all 3.
Okay.
Normally we give you one great film, but there's nothing wrong with doing a little three-way movie.
So we got a triple feature.
Got a triple feature for you guys.
This would be a fun triple feature.
That would be an awesome triple feature.
Which one do you start with?
Yeah, I was going to say, what order?
I think you definitely do Clerks 2 in the middle.
I was going to say you start with Mad Max.
And end with Top Gun?
I think you end with Top Gun.
That's really... Yeah, I agree.
Yeah.
Clerks in the definitely have Clerks in the middle.
With Top Gun, you end up flying into the sunset.
There you go.
Man, we're just we're fucking.
We got
smart,
it.
Man.
There you go.
We figured it out.
We figured it out.
We knew the we understood the assignment.
Yeah, like look, Hollywood. If you want us to come and like make you know, triple features and shit for you, we're down, man. We can do it.
Yeah, if the good people at Fathom Events are listening to the show and they like us to do this, well,
it's a whole new world, Fathom Events. And remember, there are many places to find us. Anchor Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Apple Podcasts, and a host of other platforms. And as always, you can listen to us on theawesomevillage.com, or when you do, you help us out. Another fun week. This has been Greg.
Ryan.
John.
Glenn.
We'll see you out there.